It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, you're back. You've been following us all along here from Alabama all the way to Wyoming. Well, we're right in the middle here, and we are in Ohio. Help me welcome from Beaumont School, the wise, the wonderful Miss Anjanette Whitman. Anjanette, how are you today?
Thank you, Mike. I'm wonderful.
Thank you so much for being here. You know, it's quite amazing, and we're learning. If you're following along, you are learning right along with me here of the different states out there. So grateful for you to step up and represent the great state of Ohio, and we're excited to learn the quirks and turns and maybe some boring parts. I don't know, somewhere, some states got to be boring and just go straight forward in the great state of Ohio today. So thanks for being here and helping us learn what you guys do there in the Buckeye State.
Absolutely. So glad to be here. It's exciting. Love to share the knowledge and what we do here in Ohio, because when has ever a track and field coach been boring? I don't think so.
That is true right there. That's exactly right. All right. Well, how about we start with kind of give us a 30-second, 30,000-foot level introduction of yourself. Let us get to know you a little bit more.
Absolutely. So I've been a high school coach. I've been coaching for 25 years. And for most of that time, for 20 years, I've been a head coach. I've coached at 1, 2, 3, 4 high schools. Started off when I was in law school, just wanted to dabble a little bit and was coaching at a grade school level. And then a high school coaching position came open. So I took that and just never looked back. So coaching at the high school level at all, I've coached every single event except for the pole vault and the throws, because let's face it, I am a distance runner, but I can teach a pretty good A-skip. But I'm also a member and active member of the Coaches Association here in Ohio, the Ohio Association of Track and Cross Country Coaches. I'm the vice president. I will be honored to be the vice president coming in January. So I've been actively involved on the track and field advisory committee in Ohio, working directly and intimately with the Ohio High School Athletic Association. So I have a good behind the scenes view from what it takes to make track and field a sport in Ohio. And on top of that, I'm also the chairperson for our indoor state track and field meet, our state championship meet. It is not run by our Ohio Association for the Athletic Association. Instead, it's actually run by our Coaches Association. So I'm the chairperson in charge of that to make that happen every single year for all of our divisions.
Yeah, very strong Coaches Association in Ohio. Obviously, the Ohio Track Clinic is one of the nation's best, well-attended, great speakers, and very well-organized. So sounds like we got the right person to represent Ohio here. So I'm feeling good. And good. While we're going to focus on the outdoor state meet near the end, if we have time, would love for you to touch on that indoor state meet as well, even though we're focusing on outdoors. Let's stay there. But if we have time, we'll touch there. All right, Miss Anjanette. So we're finding out that's not that common for there to be a separate private school track meet, you know, organizing body all the way separate of public schools. Most of them are brought together. In Ohio, what are we doing with public and private schools for track and field?
They're all together.
Okay.
They're all together, always have been. They keep them all together, and there is competitive balance in Ohio for other sports, but not for track and field.
Okay, perfect. All right. So let's talk about classes. How are we breaking up the state there?
So we have three divisions. They're called Division 1, 2, and 3. 1 being the largest, 2 the middle, and then 3 is the smallest division.
So we've got 3 boys teams that are working to earn a state team title, and we have 3 girls teams that are going to win and earn a state team title.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. So let's talk about how we do that. All around the country, we call this first round to get into state so many different names: areas, districts, regionals, sectionals. What's the first round there in Ohio?
Our first round is the district round, which then advances you to the regional and then finally to the state. So there are three tiers.
All right, perfect. Let's start with district. How do I enter district? And what I mean by that is, I'm assuming there's no qualifying standard because it's the first round, but how many athletes can I put in each event? Is there any, if it's only two, but is there a time qualifier for a third? Help us with the district meet.
It's strictly two individuals per individual event and then one relay per school for each of the events. So there's no time qualifier. There's no standard. If your school is a member of the OHSAA, then they are qualified to be in the district meet.
And two, no exceptions. I have three girls shot putters that all throw 50 feet or more. The third one better be good at the discus.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Or have another year, be an underclassman or something. Okay. All right, good. So we've got two per event. Of course, one relay. That's in our district meet. How do I go from districts to our next round, which is regionals?
You have to be top four in that event in order to qualify on. That's it. There's no time standard. There's no mark standard. There's nothing. You're either first, second, third, or fourth. If you're fifth, you stay home.
All right. Ohio, don't mess around. I've yet to hear of any kind of time qualifiers. We've had that in a lot of states. We are place and position only. So top four relays, top four pole vaulters, top four two milers. You get to go on now to the state meet.
Correct. No, so that's from district to regional, and then regional to state is the same.
I'm jumping ahead. Okay. So districts to regionals. Okay. Now regionals.
So now regionals, there's a little bit more of, there's a little grace in there. So top four in every single event, just like we said, from districts to regional. However, and this is thankfully a part of the Coaches Association that helped make this happen, thanking the High School Association for cooperating and working with us. It's why we really love our track and field advisory committee. We now have two at large. So what happens is they look at all of the marks and times across all four regions, because there are four regions that are sites. And the top two, no matter what site it's from, for the next two marks or times, can then advance on to the state meet. So there's a little bit of grace there.
So we're trying to get 18 in each event.
Correct. Because when the nice thing is, we typically have, and might be jumping ahead a little bit, but we typically have our state meet at Ohio State, and they have nine lanes.
Got it. That's
not fill all nine lanes? There's no sense in having an empty lane for nobody.
We had another state that used to, until recently, only score six places because the track they were hosting had six lanes. So that's important facts to know, is the number of lanes as well. That'll affect it. So we're doing 18, and we're doing 18, even though we have nine lanes. That doesn't affect the high jump, but we're still doing 18 for high jump.
Yes. Yep. We have it applied to the field events too, because why not?
That's right.
There's no reason to not.
So in districts, I can put two people per event. Top four move on to regionals. When I get to regionals, top four in that event goes on to the state meet, and then they gather all the other results from the fifth place and down, and top two go on as an at-large to the state meet.
Yes. And what's really nice in the running events is that we're filling all nine lanes. Only eight score at our state meet, but that gives a higher level of competition because, of course, nobody wants to be the ninth person or the ninth relay. So that makes everybody even more excited to really push. So I think it creates a higher quality statement.
I like that. What about on those two at-larges, I should say, how do we do ties?
That gets a little tricky, but we accept the ties. So there could be a lot of pole vaulters.
Yeah, exactly. That's where it mostly will come in, right?
High jump and pole vault. That's the most common one, of course. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, well, let's talk about the state meet. You already kind of spilled the beans here a little bit, so I'm going to ask it my normal way anyway. Do we do all three in the same venue in the same week? Where do we do that? Is it typically at a college or a high school? We already know it's at Ohio State. Talk to us about the state meet venue and the state meet in regards to how are we doing these six different state meets during this time?
Sure. So the traditional place to host it is at Ohio State. And all three divisions compete over a two-day period. It's a Friday and a Saturday, typically the first weekend of June, which could be the last day of May, depending upon how the calendar falls. So it's really, truly the first weekend of June. And the Friday are the prelims for the majority of the events that need a prelim, but there may be some finals involved in there as well, such as the 4x8 and then some of the field events, because the prelims for the field events are the same day that they have their final. So that's a little mixed up in there. But we have three meets, individual meets. So first meet of the day, in the morning section starting, can't remember the exact time schedule, but the morning section is Division Three, the smaller schools. The middle of the day, starting at about 1 o'clock, is the Division Two race or the Division Two meet. And then in the afternoon, starting around 4 o'clock, is the Division One meet. So we have three meets in a row each day. They're identical.
That's interesting. So not so we don't have the 100 meter dash and the D3 100 meter dash goes off and then the D2 100 meter. It's completely separate meets. It's a morning meet, a mid-afternoon meet, and then an evening meet.
Correct.
Do the same officials do all three meets?
So good question.
That's a long day.
It's a very good conversation that we have had about that, because it is a long day and we know that we're, you know, officials, we need more of them. And so they do try to space it out. Some of them, yes, they can handle the whole day. And obviously some of them can't. And we make sure that their accommodations are made so that we have enough officials for all three meets. And there are breaks involved in each. It doesn't run one into the other. There's a lunch break. And so there's some breaks for them. We make sure that they're fed. Of course, it's always going to be 100 degrees on the track. So we make sure that they're hydrated. And we have great hurdle crews down there that do a fantastic job to keep things moving. So it's quite the production.
In a two-day meet with Saturday being championship day. So in the morning, a boys team and a girls team, D3, are going to win the state title. In the afternoon, we've got two more. That's a heck of a day. That's an awesome. I love when it's all comes to boil on the last day and there's so many championships awarded that day. That's cool.
It is very exciting. And we follow a time schedule for each of those days. Occasionally, such as last year, we had to go off of the time schedule for one of the divisions because of storms that came through. And we had to, I was on the games committee and we had to make that decision. It's like, look, we cannot follow a time schedule anymore. We just went to a rolling schedule just to make sure that we got that meet in. And we were able to get in so it didn't have to spill over to Sunday, which could happen, but we don't want it to happen, obviously.
Right.
So those are fun decisions to make on that games committee.
Yeah. And so, hey, what we know, Anjanette, that with track and field, it is the most inclusive sport there is. Tall, short, big, small, there is a place for you to be successful inside of track and field. And what we're learning is a lot of states are including some type of adaptive, unified wheelchair events into their state meet series. Anything like that happening in Ohio right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's so exciting and thrilling. We have the 400, the 800, and the 100 for the running events. And for the field events right now, it's only the shot put. And there's a qualifying thing. Like they need to qualify. Because the population that has been participating in those events has grown. When it first started, there was no need for the qualification because there weren't enough athletes for it. And now we do have that, which is really exciting because they have a qualification that they have to follow so that they can be there. And it's really exciting. I get really excited about this, being, you know, the vice president of the Coaches Association, being on the games committee, being involved in all of this. I also get to help hand out the awards at the state meet, and handing out those awards is unbelievable because they are incredible athletes. And it's so fulfilling to make sure that we are recognizing everybody that's an athlete in Ohio to be included in that opportunity, that experience.
That's awesome. Kudos to the Ohio coaches that include this. That's the right thing to do. And I love that you guys are leading the way and doing that as well. Thank you for doing that. So we have, I keep using the same jokes and the same example. So after, you know, 51, someone's going to get very tired of these same examples. So I'm trying to use different events. So let's go with the discus. In the discus, there are three state champions in the boys and three discus state champions in the girls. Some states, whether it's official or unofficial, maybe through a coaches association, will host a meet of champions so that we can figure out, air quotes here, who the true state champion is. Anything like that going on?
We don't have that in Ohio. And I do know other states do it, but we do not have that in Ohio. But of course, people look at the results and just claim their own bragging rights.
100%. Absolutely. Because then I can say, well, I only threw that because it was 8 a.m. If I'd have been at 8 p.m, like you guys, I'd have thrown farther. So I win.
Oh, yeah. There's always some qualification to that. 100%. Like, oh, wow, but this and that. And it's really neat to see the differences between the divisions because, of course, the bigger school divisions, people may assume that they have the better marks. Oh, no.
Sometimes. Not always.
Oh. Some of those small schools and those field events, you better watch out because they make it happen. It's really very exciting.
All right, let's take a look at your events. Let's see if you're doing anything unique to the rest of the country. We can assume you're doing the 1, 2, 4, and 8.
Yes.
In the next two events, are you doing the 16, the 32, the mile, 2 mile, the 15, 3000? What are we doing in those two?
16, 32.
That's the most common. Mm-hmm. We're doing 110 high hurdles and 100 hurdles for boys and girls.
Correct.
We're doing 300 hurdles.
Yes.
We know you're doing the 4x1 and 4x4 because if you're not doing, if you've listened, you've heard the same joke over and over. If you're not doing those two relays, you're not doing track and field, which means you would not be on this podcast. Any other relays besides the 4x1 and 4x4?
We have the 4x200 for both boys and girls. And nice. I can tell why, if you want to know why.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
All right. So there are 17 events for each gender in Ohio. And we always want to make sure that there's an even number, the equal number of events for both genders. So there used to be pole vault only for the boys and no pole vault for the girls.
Right.
So to equalize that out, there was the 4x200 for the girls, but not for the boys.
Oh, interesting.
So there you go. There's your fact that you didn't
know.
But I'm telling you anyway. So what happened was they obviously added the girls pole vault. So the big question was, do we get rid of the 4x2 or do we add the other gender?
We added.
I love that. So that's why we have a 4x2.
I love the history behind the events because it looks like, well, why are we doing the 4x2 or why are we only doing the girls 4x2? Well, it's because we only have the boys pole vault. I love that. It's great history. Thank you for that. So 4x1, 4x2, 4x4.
Oh, Say again. We have the 4x4 for sure. Yes.
Yeah. Do we have 4x8?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. It's not every state.
Oh, really?
I have learned to stop assuming anything after about 10 states in. I stopped assuming anything at all. Yes. Four by eight, we're learning is common, but it's not everywhere. And it's been added in probably in the last 5-6 years to several states, meaning, so it's not very, it's not 100%. So we're still adding that to make it to 100%. Mm-hmm. So 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 4x8, anything sprint medleys?
No, we don't have that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the field
events. We don't have a triple jump.
This is why you're a good coach, because that was my very next question. Let's go to the field events, long jump and triple jump for boys and girls. We do not have triple jump for boys and girls, because I can assume it's not for either, because Ohio has proven themselves to be very equal on our things. Okay, so no triple jump for boys and girls. You're not alone, just so you're aware. You're not alone. Unfortunately, you're not alone.
You have it for the indoor state meet, though. I'll put that up.
There you go. Shot put and discus for boys and girls?
Oh, yes.
And pole vault and high jump for boys and girls?
Yes. Oh, wait, take that back. For the triple jump for the state indoor meet, we have it. Do we have it for the indoor state meet? Oh, goodness. We have it for our all-star meets is where we have it.
Okay. But not.
It's still involved in Ohio, but just not at the outdoor level.
Not the outdoor state meet. Okay. And just make sure we heard that. Shot put and discus, yes, and pole vault and high jump for boys and girls. Any javelin, hammer, steeplechase, multis, anything like that?
No, sadly, we only have 2 throws.
In the much like that meet of champions, some states will do an unofficial heptathlon, decathlon state meet, hammer state meet, et cetera. Anything like that that you're aware of?
Yes, there is an unofficial hammer state meet for Ohio that's actually held on the Sunday after the state meet at the same location. It's unfortunate that the hammer cannot be a part of what we're doing as far as the mainstream state meet itself. And until there are more facilities available, I don't know if it'll be a part of the conversation. But to me, I think it would be very exciting. We need another throw.
One of the many reasons that we started this specific bonus series here in April and May of 2024 was for other states to see how other states are doing it. So maybe one state doesn't have wheelchair adaptive athletes and goes, well, wait a minute, Ohio's doing it. Well, we need to call them up then and figure out how are they making it happen so we can make it happen. And we know there are states, it's hard to make that plural, there is a state that has the hammer. So it's like, well, you know, if Ohio's doing this unofficial and says, you know what, how do we make this happen? Maybe we get Rhode Island, I didn't want to spoil it, we get the other state to, and we create communication amongst our states to figure out how do we continue to help and bring opportunities for our young kids to maybe go on to do college and who knows after that. Okay, so we do an unofficial state meet for the hammer, though. Hey, that is better than nothing. So I love that. That's great. It is better than nothing.
And it's very well attended, and it's been growing.
I love that. Love that. Love that. All right, before we get to a couple of fun questions here, Anjanette, anything that we missed? Anything that we should know about Ohio? Anything that you do? You only score, well, we already know you score 8 out of 9. That's unique, though, the 9 to the finals.
Double, I like it.
Yeah. Do you double relay points? Do you you have a one-legged sack relay that used to be on there? Anything that we should know in the state of Ohio?
Nothing like that. We're pretty straightforward.
And maybe this is where you give us a quick overview of that indoor state meet that you guys do as well.
Absolutely. So for an indoor state meet, it's a completely different qualification. It is by stand. It's by marks. It's by times and by marks. So whoever the top, you know, we take our top 24. So we have a top 40 list that we publish as an association. We keep all of the information up to date on mile split, and we go from there. And we have a cutoff date. And at that cutoff date, if you're in the top 40, then you're eligible to qualify into the state meet. It's similar where it's only 2 entries per school, per event for individual events, and then 1 relay, of course. But you declare. So not everybody may declare. So even though you're 39th, who knows, something crazy could happen. Or if there are, you know, a lot of people that are involved in that event, you might just go right up that list pretty quickly. So we take the top performances in each event. It is unbelievable. Our indoor state meet is off the hook. It's fast.
Where is that usually done? And is there a team title part of this as well, or the individuals?
Yes, it's both. So it's held at Spire in Geneva, mm-hmm. and it's a nice 300 meter track, super fast. And then here they just redid their surface, which is even mm-hmm. more exciting. It was already fast. That's going to get that much faster. But it's held there, and it has really great facilities as far as, you know, seating is concerned. It's wonderful. They have multiple pits for both high jump. Well, we've only used the 1 pit for high jump, but they can accommodate for 2 high jump pits. We can do 2 pole vault pits. We have 2, you know, long jump pits. It's an amazing facility, and yeah, it's fun.
Since that's run by the Coaches Association, where the outdoor state meet is run by the Ohio Athletic Association, any unique events you mentioned triple jump, any other unique events that you do indoor that you don't do outdoor? Weight throw, pentathlon, etc.
Yes, the weight throw. We don't do the multis, but we have the weight throw. So we have for the throws, we have the weight throw and the shot. And then we have the long jump, we have the high jump, we have the relays that we have. We don't have the 4x1, but we keep the 4x2. So that 4x2 that is unique to the state of Ohio for outdoor, it stays through for the indoor season. So there's the 4x8, the 4x4, and the 4x2. Those are our 3 relay events. And yes, there is a team title. And the way we divide it up, instead of there being, there's really 2 divisions. So what we do is we have a Division 1 meet on one day, and then we have a Division 2-3 combined meet on the other day. And we flip-flop the day. So if one is on, so if Division 1 is on Friday, then the Division 2-3 combined meet is on Saturday. And we find that works well, because when you get to the smaller schools, a lot of those athletes are very much multi-sport athletes. So they might be doing a winter sport. So the size of the team is smaller.
Makes sense.
So that's why we've looked at the data to see how deep the results go if we were to split them out. And it keeps it a very nice competitive level at the combining the 2 divisions. So that's really exciting. And it's nice.
Very cool. Well, help us settle an argument, a debate, if you will. I see this on Twitter all the time. So I figured I'm going to have 51 of the brightest people that are coaches out here. We're going to settle this debate. When you're talking about the state meet, when you're talking about we're going to the state meet, do you say it like that? Or we're qualifying for the state meet? Do you say I'm trying to go to state? Do I call it, am I going to states? What, at least in your area, what are we saying here? State meet, something else?
It's 100% the state meet. You are going to state. There are no other states invited here. Stop using the S on the end, please.
If you've been following along, you know how passionate this answer has been on all three sides. We've seen passionate states, we've seen passionate state, and we've seen passionate state meet. Here we have a state meet.
It is state.
It's state.
State.
No S.
One state. Nobody else is invited.
Anjanette, you have been awesome. Just so grateful for you again here to teach us these intricacies of the state of Ohio. I love what we've learned. And so to thank you, we'd like to give you a magic wand. If you could change one thing and only one thing that, in your opinion, would make the outdoor track and field in Ohio better for high schoolers, it could be adding an event. It could make the meet a 3-day meet. It could be going to 6 divisions. You get the magic wand, not me. What would that be in your opinion?
We had a 4th division.
Where would you put it?
There's the argument of just having them equaled out 1, 2, 3, 4. So 25%, 25%, 25%. There has been talk about not letting Division I be so loaded and to bring it down. That's been an argument, you know, that's out there. But regardless of how that happens, the reason why I say 4 divisions is this: track and field in Ohio, especially on the girls' side, is one of the most populated. As of 2019, it was the most populous sport in Ohio. For boys, it's only second to football. Okay. And that's the whole, you know, take out the football, and there's no football equivalent for on the girls' side.
Right.
So track and field as a dual gender sport is the most popular sport in Ohio, and it's the most populated one. Let's give all those kids that work so hard the opportunity to compete. We're taking 19 kids, sometimes more in a field event, to the state meet in each event in 3 divisions. What about those other 19 kids that are working just as hard, who probably should also be represented at that level and get that recognition? It doesn't require anything more than working with the schedule. And we actually, as a coaches association, already have one ready to go. We're very prepared.
Forward thinkers there.
Forward thinkers right here. And we have been in really, I will say this, we've been in wonderful talks with the Ohio High School Athletic Association. They've been a very good audience to this. And it's just, it's going to take some time, and we're getting closer to that. But really the biggest benefit is for the kids. And that's why we're here.
Well, if you have listened to the other A through O states, you might have been surprised at some states that are bigger and didn't have as many divisions as you thought, and some states that are smaller and you thought they had a lot more. And I'm sure we're going to continue to learn as we roll all the way through Wyoming, just how many classes, how they split up track and field. So I like that. That's a good use of the magic wand. I'm supposed to be non-political and say, I don't want to endorse that, but that's a good one. I like that one. I like inclusivity in our great sport. Anjanette, thank you so much. This has been absolutely fascinating to learn about Ohio and the outdoor state meet series and even the indoor series here. Very grateful for your leadership inside of Ohio track and field. I know there are just many, many wonderful coaches in that great state. I've been to the clinic many, many times. Blows me away every time. One of the top clinics in the country, honestly, and look forward to always showing up there again. So Anjanette, thank you so much for helping us learn Ohio today.
Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you to Gil for everything that you do to support our sport.
Absolutely.